The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up and join me. Thank you so much. Come on up. I forgot the little vessel, so it's back in the offices. So why don't we put it, can we just put it right up here? Is this okay? Is that all right if we put it right up here? Thank you very much, and I'm sorry for the trouble. Yeah. Do you like that? Isn't that beautiful, the angel and the baby in the manger? That's so beautiful. So glad you guys could come. I'm going to have you come over and look at the baptismal font, which is right over here. Okay, can somebody say, what's in the baptismal font? Can you guys all see okay? What's in there? Can you see, may I lift you up, or can you see okay? Can you see what that is? What's that in there? What's the silver thing? Yeah.
A bowl.
It's a bowl. And we pour water in the bowl when we baptize people. We baptize little people. We baptize grown-up people. Everybody's welcome to be baptized. And it's a very, very nice way of knowing we belong to God. Yes, Guy. Right now, there's just the bowl. I didn't put any water in there right now. Sorry about that. I should have put some in because I wanted to talk to you about the water. In our beautiful reading from Genesis today, it talks about how the Spirit of God moved over the waters. Has anybody here ever looked at the lake and seen how there's, we used to call it when I was little, cat's paws. When the wind comes across the lake, you'd see the wind moving just a little, whoopsie, just the top of the lake. Are you okay? That's okay. There you go. Sorry about that. Just so you're all right. So have you ever seen that, where the wind is sort of moving the water that way? Okay. In the Hebrew, in the original language that our Bible was written in, it actually says the Spirit of God danced across the waters. And doesn't it look kind of like the wind is dancing when you see the wind on the water in the lake? So, okay, everybody, just if you want to put your book down just so it's not heavy for you, I'm going to put your book down for a second. All right. Let's just move like we're dancing, okay? How does it feel to dance? Okay, be God's Spirit dancing on the waters. Come on, can you dance? Don't be afraid to dance, it's okay. Is it okay to dance in church?
Yes.
Yes, all right. So anybody else that wants to get up and dance, you're welcome. Okay, just, can you dance? Can you dance on the waters? Can you pretend you're the wind dancing on the waters? Okay, you're going to pretend in here, right? And in here, right? That's cool. All right, you guys are cool. Much cooler than I am, so that's cool. But can you picture God's Spirit is happy? And God's Spirit is dancing on the waters and moving on the waters and saying, whoa, I'm like all excited. I'm creating a beautiful place. It's going to be the earth. My beautiful children are going to live on this earth. So we're going to dance our way into making something absolutely wonderful. The best thing you ever saw. God bless you. And so there's a beautiful window right down at the very end on that side, and it's the creation window. And it talks about, it shows, I should say, it doesn't talk, but it tells that story beautiful. I mean, God bless you. It tells that story of the beautiful earth coming into being. Isn't that kind of neat? So I'm going to suggest, if you want to put that up right up on the altar for a second, you want to go ahead and put that on the altar for us? Okay. You can put it right up there where Skye put hers. I'm going to suggest, Miss Sandy, on the way to Sunday school, let's walk down past that window so they can see it. Is that all right? Let's go see the creation window. And whose nice Bible is that? Oh, I'm sorry, Atlee. I didn't mean to goof you up. So we're going down this way. And everybody come down and see the creation window. There you go. Thank you, thank you. Let's go take a look at it. Maybe you can tell me the story of the picture when we're there. Can you tell me that story? Is there anything in there that's sort of like story-like? What's up there, up in the top? Yeah, sky. It's like a star. I think the sun is just bursting out like a star. And what's down here? What are these beautiful brown things? Yeah. Mountains, that's right. And it looks like the earth is getting all shaped and put together by God. And isn't it kind of pretty colors? Isn't that beautiful? I like the colors. Up in the middle of the sun, it's even different colors in the middle, just like a seashell. People here made it. Isn't that kind of cool? Is anybody here worked on the window project? Okay, your grandma did. Anybody else got your hand up? Worked on the window project when we were here before? Okay, so you got to talk to your grandma about it because she got to work on it. Isn't that nice? So a whole bunch of people, like 40 people from our church worked on that. Isn't that kind of cool? So I thank you so much for coming up so that we could do a little dance about the God dancing on the waters, right? And we're going to remember that God made a beautiful place for his beautiful children, who you are, to live. And thank you so much for coming up. If you're going to Sunday school, please go with Miss Sandy. And thank you, guys. Thank you. I think it's wonderful that today's psalm was all about the voice of God being strong. And here I am trying to make it loud enough so you can hear. I just have to laugh at it. It's so perfect. But can you hear me okay when I'm talking? You're all right? So, okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. Today is the Sunday when we remember the baptism of Jesus. We just heard the story in the gospel of Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan at the very beginning of his ministry. And it's kind of a cool thing, because today we started with the men singing about the wise men bringing the gifts to Jesus. That's the day, basically that's what we celebrate on Saturday, January the 6th. Today, on January 7th, we're celebrating Jesus' baptism, and that's 30 years later. Whoa! So we've made a big jump in this season. In this Sunday, we've made a big jump from the season of Christmas into the season of Epiphany. Epiphany is a beautiful old Greek word, and it just means the revealing, the showing forth of who? Who's revealed in this, in our Bible? Who's revealed to us? Jesus is the Son of God, right? Jesus is our healer, our Savior. So he's being revealed to us, and we're entering into a season when the stories will keep on lifting up who he is. But the very first story is the story of Jesus in his baptism. Now, Mark's gospel has just started, and the very first words in Mark's gospel is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. It's like a title instead of a sentence. There's no verb in there, just the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. And so it's saying to you, okay, this is the beginning. And the very first thing he goes to is Jesus' baptism. Isn't that interesting? No wise men, no angels and shepherds, no manger in Bethlehem. None of that is in Mark's gospel. Mark wants to go right to the beginning of the good news as he sees it, which starts when Jesus is baptized. What happened when he was baptized? Did you hear who spoke? Who spoke to him when he was baptized? God did. And God said something very special. It's okay to look at your bulletins if you want to check it out again. What did he say? What did God say to Jesus? Almost got it right. Take a look. Take a look. What does it say? You're very close. You just missed one word. The first word is you. The first word is you. That's the only difference. And I want to call your attention to it because in the other Gospels, it does say, this is my son, because God is revealing to everybody that was there at the baptism, look, here's Jesus, my son. But in this gospel, the one that goes right to the good news, first thing, and finds it in the baptism, the good news is God says to Jesus, you are my beloved son. Why make a big deal about the difference? Well, because Jesus is just about to start his ministry. He's going to go about the land. He's going to be curing people. He's going to be casting out demons. He's going to be doing all kinds of amazing things. And in Mark's gospel, it's very important that Jesus is affirmed by God. God says to him, you are my son. You are the one I chose. You are the one who will save God's people. You are my son. It's important. He needs to know this because he's going to go into a world that is both desperately in need and desperately dangerous. The world will not always welcome him. In fact, the world will send him to the cross. And so into that world and into that ministry and into that danger, Jesus walks. He walks into the water and is baptized by John. And immediately God says, you are my son, the one I chose, the one I love. You are my son, and I am so pleased with you. So it's a word of affirmation. It's a word of identity. It begins in his baptism. And the people who wrote down Mark's gospel, Mark and whomever, you know, transmitted it for us, they thought it was very important that Jesus hears that word of affirmation and identity, and then that we hear that word of affirmation and identity. In this font, or one maybe very like it, you first heard that word of affirmation and identity as a child of God. We pastors, we sweat about this a lot. We try to worry about, you know, can we get you ready enough? Can we ready your family so they'll raise you in faith? Can we do enough that you feel equipped to begin a journey, to begin a walk with Jesus? It's going to be totally different because it's a walk where you know who you are. And it's a walk where you know whose you are. You belong to God. And you are special to God. Like that word precious, but I can't remember if it's Saturday Night Live kind of took away some of the comfort of that word. But nevertheless, you are precious in the sense of something so valuable. It shouldn't be ever lost, right? You are that valuable. You will never be lost to God. Never. Nothing can take you away, not any feelings you have, not any forgetfulness you come into. Nothing can take it away that you belong to God. And God spoke to you in your baptism and said, you are my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased. With you, I will walk. With you, I will go. With you, I will live. You cannot be lost. That's very important. Different people experience it different ways. I know our dear Martin Luther, when he felt like he was being attacked by the devil, maybe pushed into depression, pushed into fear, he would shout, but I've been baptized. And nothing can take that away. I've been baptized. He's claiming it like you'd hold onto a rope that was pulling you to safety. And that's what he understood. And so on the baptism of Jesus, on this day, as we leap from the wonders of kings coming and saying, this is a new king born among us, to Jesus hearing from God's own word, you are my beloved Son. On this day, we can remember that indeed God has spoken such a word to you and me. If it won't confuse things too much, and I hope it won't, I want to go back to the image again of the three kings. I want to borrow something from a beautiful blessing that was written by Jan Richardson. You've heard me quote her before. She has a whole gift for both blessings and prayers and also for art. So I commend her to you. And if you want any contact information, it's janrichardson.com. But if you ever want to get to her site, let me know. I'll get you there. She calls this the blessing of the Magi. There is no reversing this road. The path that bore you here goes in one direction only, every step drawing you down a way by which you will not return. You thought arrival was everything, that your entire journey ended with kneeling in the place you had spent all to find. When you laid down your gift, release came with such ease, your treasure tumbling from your hands in awe and benediction. Now the knowledge of your leaving comes like a stone laid over your heart, the familiar path closed, and not even the solace of a star to guide your way. You will set out in fear, you will set out in dream, but you will set out by that other road that lies in shadow and in dark. We cannot show you the route that will take you home. That way is yours and will be found in the walking. But we tell you, you will wonder at how the light you thought you had left behind goes with you, spilling from your empty hands, shimmering beneath your homeward feet, illuminating the road with every step you take. Jan Richardson does such a wonderful job of helping us see. We are baptized into a life we don't yet know, but it is a life upon which, and a path along the way, where the light of Christ will show us every step. Because you are the beloved children of God, He will not let you go in darkness, but on into a future, into a good He means for you to know. And the light of His love will shine not just along the way under your feet, but from your hands, from your faith, in a way that will guide others. And they also will come to know they are beloved children that He was willing to die for and came back to live for and live with. We know this, and we go from here, walking that way. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite